Marty Lurie here. Trevor Hoffman, San Diego Padres, all-star relief pitcher. Boy, you've accomplished so much in the game. When you started out, you were not a pitcher. Does it ever shock you how much you've actually done?
Well, I don't think anybody in their right mind can realize some of the things that has transpired over the last 10 years, but it's a situation where you take things one day at a time and try and improve and listen to the people around you and make things happen. And when you look behind you, you know, it's time for reflection on some of those things. But right now, we're just continuing to look forward and try and get our train on track and get this thing going.
A lot of people forget about you, though, that you didn't come up as a pitcher. You're with Cincinnati Reds, and you're an infielder, and all of a sudden somebody said, hey, this guy can pitch, or they said this guy can't hit.
It's a little bit of both, to be honest with you. I had always had a pretty decent arm throwing the ball across the diamond. The slider was starting to eat me up a little bit with a wood bat, and Jimmy Lett and Mike Griffin, pitching coach in Cedar Rapids, knew that they were probably going to release me in the year. They said, you know, let's give this guy a chance. He's got a pretty good arm. And fortunately, we were able to stay in the game and make that transition.
Trevor Hoffman is our guest today. And what is it like getting traded as a young man? Because, you know, as I've talked to some of the players, it is a big deal when you get traded, especially the first time.
Yeah, originally going to Florida in the expansion draft was exciting. Realized that was an opportunity that, of a lifetime, you know, be in the right place at the right time. But it was naive as a young guy in the league and thinking that I was going to spend the rest of my career in Florida, regardless of all the movement that there is today. When I was traded to San Diego, it was a situation where I was a little disappointed. You know, it was going from an expansion club with a lot of excitement in Miami to a team doing the exact opposite. You know, they were fire sailing, and being the only guy that came over in the trade for Sheff, and Sheff being a popular player in San Diego wasn't very easy, and they didn't take too kindly to this rookie that they'd never heard of. And so it took a while to earn my niche in San Diego, but, you know, I've been here ever since. We call it home. And I'm happy and proud to wear the Padre uniform.
You throw a pitch as a relief pitcher, a great changeup. How did you learn that?
Talking with other guys, more or less. Started out as a circle change. Relied on the fastball early in my career. Tweaked my shoulder and lost a little bit of velocity and realized I needed to come up with that equalizer, as you want to call it. Most good closers have something that's exceptional. Robbie Nenhier's hard slider is unbelievable. Izzy over in the Bay's curveball is unbelievable. And so guys have to have a pitch that kind of keeps the hitters off balance. And so it became a situation where I really had to start throwing it and really became comfortable in throwing it in really in any situation.
You ever get nervous because it is a slower pitch and you got guys up, very big hitters up there who, if they're on it and time it, they can rip it?
Well, the time that I will get nervous is my velocity and my fastball is down, because it is easier to make that change or that transition to the changeup if the heater isn't hard enough to keep them honest. If I can spot and locate my fastball, then I'm not too concerned about the change because the arm speed is going to sell it. And by the time they figure out that it is a changeup, if it's a good one, they're not going to hit it.
Trevor Hoffman, our guest, you had a great baseball moment and, of course, getting to the World Series with the Padres against the Yankees. Tell me about what it meant for you, because you really carried the team so much with other players, of course, that year, but you were the guy.
Well, I appreciate that. It's some kind words, but like you said, it is a team effort, and a lot of guys had to have some great years, but it was an accumulation of hard work that starts in February in spring training, and what was needed about it is we knew we had potential in our clubhouse, but how we were going to put those pieces together and how we were going to work as a team. And anytime that you have success as a group, it becomes a situation where you look back on it and it becomes sweeter. And so I think my only regret is that we didn't have an opportunity to keep that core group of guys together for a longer period of time and maybe make another run at it. But, you know, that's the life of the San Diego Padres organization as of late, and that's something that we have to deal with.
Is there a sense of frustration for you that you have to go through that?
Not necessarily frustration. It's just it's part of the game plan. You know, we know that we don't have the financial capacity of the LAs and the Atlantas and the New Yorks, and so we have to be a little more shrewd shrewd about some of the acquisitions we make, and I think we're on the upswing again with some of the guys that we have attained and acquired over the last couple of years to get ourselves back headed in the right direction. I think, you know, what you guys have seen up here in San Fran, a new ballpark does do wonders, especially when you have a core group of guys that people can identify with and go out and produce. You have the ability to make some moves.
You're on a team with two Hall of Famers to be, and that's Ricky Henderson and Tony Gwynn. Tell me about it, getting to know them and watching them play.
Well, it's been a pleasure walking in the same locker room as Babe Ruth. You know, Ricky Henderson, the numbers that he's done and the way he's still playing the ball game amazes guys half his age and it amazes the coaching staff who are his age, the ability that he has to go out and play the game. T. Gwynn's going to be able to hit until he's 80. It's just amazing the ability that he has to hit the baseball. Unfortunately, injuries have had a bit of a factor in him in the last couple of years, and he's working hard to try and get himself right. And so you're right, these guys are first-time ballot guys. Just the ability we get a chance to see history walking around and putting on the uniform every day is a pleasure.
All right, Trevor Hoffman, one of the good guys in the game, excellent closer. Thanks for being on Right Off the Bat.
Thanks for having me.